I would say is the energy that you receive is so loving, nourishing, and caring, like a mother, like Mother Earth, because also our planet is a mother. Mother means taking care of us, nourishing us, providing us so much without asking for anything in return.
There's a lot to unpack from here. The most striking thing I notice and I have heard in other people's talks, and also I've seen commonly that ayahuasca is referred to as a she or mother ayahuasca. And I also noticed you referring to it, referring to ayahuasca as she. How do you see ayahuasca?
Well, I refer to she because that's what you feel when you're meeting her. I would describe it this way, that you're receiving the medicine with lots of prayers and your own intentions and all your packages and everything, and you drink, you go to your mattress, you wait until she says, "Yes, you're welcome." And then there is a territory of the medicine where you entered. And once you're there, I feel why people say she, because the medicine itself has a feminine energy, like a mothery. It's when I say she, it's not a gender, right? I'm not referring to, the entire, the entire universe and cosmos comes in masculine and feminine energy, right? And we're all mixed. Everything has both. It's not the gender, it's just the type of energy, how it feels. It's soothing, is mothery, is nothing separated from where we are from. That's why I also feel that is it's originating from God, from Scott, whatever you like to call it, the source of creation. When I was a child, I was born and grew up in Iran. I always thought God is a man that is wearing a certain, you know what I mean?
That was the
Like,
same imagery I did have, and so many people around us have had.
that is injected in us, which is, But then, I would say is the energy that you receive is so loving, nourishing, and caring, like Mother Earth, because also our planet is a mother. Mother means taking care of us, nourishing us, providing us so much without asking for anything in return. Well, we destroy it. That's what we give as a human back to Earth, but that's what people mean, because the energy is very loving and soothing and nourishing, and the energy of the creation itself, the source, and that feels like a mother. Yeah, it's a description, and I think it's called because of how you feel, perhaps. Again, I can only talk about my own experience. That's it. You feel, and she also acts sometimes like a mother. She shows you things you don't like to see. She's teaching in her way. She always honors your intentions, and but she has her own way to provide you healing. When she takes you on a journey, it's on her term. That's why you have to surrender. And sometimes, unpleasant things we don't want to face, and it's just, and we start fighting the medicine back, and that's exactly where the pain kicks in. That's the humbling part, because you just need to be in 300 state of surrender, of unknown, and just, letting go and trusting her. Trust is the wrong word. I would say faith. Faith covers a little bit more. It's like, just
It's
take me.
higher than trust, yeah.
I just take me. I know you want my best. I know, like, again, like a mother.
You talked about our self getting dusty again, which is a very beautiful way of putting it. And you also mentioned that you have been on several retreats, several encounters with the plant medicine, with the mother. How can we protect ourselves from getting dusty? And how many times do you think one needs it? I can predict your answer that you might say that from person to person it would differ. Maybe it's better that I ask, why do you felt the need to try ayahuasca again, and not only one time, but more?
A very good question. It's not a need. Again, I will go back to the word calling. Yeah, I became more curious to, I had the bravery. I know people, I don't want to say I'm very brave. I don't want to compare myself, but I know people have been receiving one time and they said, never ever again. Thank you. It was good. I learned enough, because it's the toughness of the journey itself.
Yes.
It could become very scary to the mind, to the ego, because, you know, like, as I said, this, the willingness of, show me, you know, the unknown, and we are this, the biggest fear of human nafs or ego, to be in an absolute new environment where you don't know anything. Because, you know, we the comfort zone means, okay, I know this is my tea, this is my home, this is my dog, I feel safe. But where she takes you is absolutely unknown, undusting, and then an environment that's, you know, very, very difficult to put this aspect in words, because language, words are so limited. But when the bravery is there and you say yes and okay and take everything away, okay, my house, my identity, my gender, my nationality, my religion, then you go in a place that, the place that is no place. There is no time zone. There is the true meaning of here and now. And you come to the conclusion that you've never been this, and you're just dreaming this human dream, and the lightness happens there. That was my own experience. Where I go there, and I'm brave enough to say, take me wherever you want to take. When I'm coming back, I just remember that is a dream, that nothing is actually so real, that I'm that tree, I'm that human being, I'm actually my own mother, I'm actually my dog, I've been everything. And the meaning of oneness is just that you see really yourself in everything, but how do I integrate this knowledge in duality? Because when you come back, there is a duality. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's the reality you live in, me and that. That subject, you know, like the duality itself. She usually showed me that, you know, you're one with everything and anything. But in this dream that you've chosen, that there is a duality, you have your own tribe. You have to trust how you feel around people and environments. You're not Robin Hood. She's telling me constantly, you're not there to convince anybody, because that's my background. I had a whiteboard at home. I would teach everybody nutrition and how to live a healthy life, and just very dominant and pushy, and just, you know. She told me, drop that part of you. There is a soul family that you decided to come with them, and automatically this group of people are open to you. And when you're around them, you feel good. Just trust what I put inside this chest, which is your heart, because that will never lie to you. Trust your heart, trust your intuition, and trust your feelings, listen to your own feelings. And we have this as children, you know, that's something I said at the beginning, we forget about it. A child is actually absolutely one with the heart, and there is not much exactly. So usually, I don't know if you realize that in children, they don't like to hug everybody. It's not that they're natural, yeah, but they love animals. They're like, they feel more. So that was also what medicine showed me many times, that just trust. When you're in the duality, if you're like undusted, you will feel more. Back to your question, how do we undust? How often do we do that? I think each of us can find one practice daily or on a regular basis, which is undusting in this three-dimensional thing for us. I don't recommend anybody to go and drink the medicine and drink and drink and drink. Just find a practice on a daily basis. It could be playing an instrument, going for a walk with your dog, meditating, praying, chanting, singing, any cooking. For me, is just really being in the kitchen and doing my, I'm in the flow. I don't know if you watched the movie Soul.
No.
I highly recommend it. It's
Soul,
animation.
S-O-U-L?
Like the soul. I think that's soul. In this animation, everything I'm trying now to put in words is showed that when you're in the flow, you know, you're undusting. And usually the activities that take you to the flow, they're soft, not serious, joyful, and feminine from energy-wise activities, like also dancing. And not one is the best. You just need to find the one that is suiting to you. As we are different, the suiting, the undusting process is very different for each of us. And for me, this always bringing me back to that experience where there is no time and space, where you're one with the creation and you can become the instrument, you can create, you can manifest, you can be the businessman you are, be the chef you are, be the mother, father, whatever role you're choosing. You're doing it from the flow. So undusting, it's not necessary. I wouldn't say all of us needs to go and drink the medicine. And another thing I realized that every time I drink, I feel like I'm cleaning something in the family line. This is a little bit spiritual, this part. It requires a little bit of openness to feel what I'm trying to point to in this point, that I don't want to say I've been drinking and my family is fine now, but you see the shift in your own family line. Your connections with your family becomes more authentic. You're more able to speak your truth, because sometimes even family connections and relationships are abusive. I don't believe in the word family is life. You know, sometimes even parents could be emotionally abusive to children. So you can communicate better, and with your healing, with your openness, with your authenticity, your friends and family around you might be able to remove their masks in front of you as well. So it's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Being in the flow, being in a good vibe and energy. But sometimes the negativity and the other force, which I'm not judging, is just sometimes the game, other people are in it. It's the gravity of the negativity is so strong that you can be even Jesus Christ and you cannot, you know, being the stronger person in the room to help the person to become, like, you know, then you have to leave. Then that's what I suggest, that a healthy ego to honor your own boundaries, Like, I don't know. I know that people that drink, they love convince others to drink with them. So sometimes this type of situation could become abusive. So you can just, say no with love without feeling any better than the others to say, that's not where I thrive. That's not where I can be the light. So better I change the environment. So yeah, on that thing, back to your question again, I can get lost in the questions. So with a simple, beautiful practice that speaks to your own soul, and nobody needs to drink the plant medicine if we are truly one with our own heart. Yeah, I know that it could, I don't want to say shortcuts, but it's an incredible, absolutely incredible tool. No magic pill, but a tool. I have even from my own experience that I've been drinking, she was showing me what is the heaviest stone in my baggage, but I was not able to let go. It took me 2 years to understand that subject that I think is real is totally a childhood trauma of my parents, and I'm recreating that in my current life. But that person is not my dad, that person is not my mom, that person who is there, I think it's enemy, is not the enemy that my mom used to have in her life. But it took me 2 years. I had to do the work. And I know that if we heal, we're not passing that to the next generation. I know it in my heart. I don't have any proof for that. I don't have, scientific things to tell you. I know I healed that. My children wouldn't have this pain. I might pass something else to my children. But I truly in my heart know, because I've been doing lots of healing, many things in my family line ended with me. Yeah.
We kind of, from the start of the conversation, we are circling back to this point that when the student is ready, the master will appear. And maybe there are people who are already masters, or some students are never ready to, talk to the master. I have met both of the groups, and there are people that I am not in touch with closely. There are, for example, podcasters or famous people that I am following very closely. I can mention their names: John Danaher, something Bolelli. I'm blanking on his first name. And the other guy is a podcaster who talks about business, Alex Hormozi. I haven't heard them mentioning psychedelic in their lives, but I find them very enlightened and full of wisdom. For example, Alex Hormozi is not very old. I wouldn't be surprised if they have taken psychedelics. One of them never talks about psychedelics, and one of them had taken DMT, and he said that it was like a very strong high on marijuana. If I take it, my whole world will change the way, for example, mushrooms, even at lower doses, did. But these people, I have learned a lot of things from them, and I think that their waking life is, very enlightened. They have understood so much. Maybe because of that, the medicine cannot bring too much value into their lives. Do you think that is a right way of putting things? What do you think about that?
So you mean that consuming plant medicine or psychedelic didn't bring any value to their life? Is that what you're asking?
For some of them, I am not sure even if they have used psychedelics, but I think they are full of wisdom, and they are so in
Yeah.
touch with themselves that it's like they have already taken it.
Yeah, it's beautiful that you noticed that. As I said, the teaching from my teacher Taita Juanito, that he says, you are the medicine. From the that we are completed and enough, what would we add more, you know? We are experiencing, like, you know, creating more in this three-dimensional thing. But in our core, we are already total. The totality exists within each of us. Imagine if I tell you today, you're actually the moon, and you're also the sun, and you're even the earth, and you are the dreamer of this dream, and you are actually everything that you have ever seen and not seen. Isn't it enough? So I think once we accept that there's nothing missing from that place of like feeling it totally, not only in the verbs, because we all deal with our insecurities and all the stories that society and, you know, families were passing to us. I don't want to say injecting, because they didn't know better.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody victim and nobody intentionally wanted to harm. I even think Hitler didn't do anything intentional. Was it the trauma passed to him and he passed the trauma again without, like, out of pain? So from the place of totality, and you know that you're already dreaming a dream, and you can, you know, recreate, regenerate your DNA, and just know that you can do whatever you want, how would that energy feels for you? You know, the confidence, the true confidence of, and then humbleness in the same time, you know? Because in the physical level, we have limitation, you know, human physics is very fragile, very low. The temperature needs to be a little bit warmer and colder. The water needs to have some bacteria in, and we are just done. You know, it's very ironic that in the physical level, super weak, but in our core, you're full, you're total, you even in the romantic level, we have to feel that we are our one and only best friends. We come alone to this life and we will leave even alone. And we have to love ourselves first fully. And I think back to your questions, there is no need to consume, to understand. It could help, but if you know how to undust, if you know how to connect with yourself, to your heart, here you go. You can create magic. I really believe some of the geniuses, they have been in touch with some plant medicine, and you know, yeah. they you know, lots of insight from the other side to create some magical stuff. But absolutely no need. From the place that you think you're already full and total, you know, nothing is, it's just an experience, you know, just an experience. That's also something that medicine was showing me. It even showed me that I have created that to remember, I am the medicine itself. The spirit of the medicine is one with me, you know, so yeah. But you come back, and she also shows me, whatever I told you, you will forget.
Oh, yeah.
He always shows me the process of forgetting. You're this and that, and then I'm like, oh my God, I have to write down, oh my God. And I have the FOMO within a ceremony. I have to write down everything. And that moment, she says, bibbidi bobbidi boy. Gone. You come back to your body, I'm like, okay. So your body's perfect as it is. It's absolutely perfect as it is, and there is no error in this whole creation. And as we say in our culture, if the God doesn't want, not even one leaf will fall from a tree. I don't know if you know this expression, this expression. So that meaning falling one leaf from the tree has a purpose that we don't see the full We just don't see the full picture of what is happening right now. And, the ultimate goal is to enjoy what we are doing. And if you're having the calling in the heart to become a businessman and make more money and helping and whatever, you should go fully for it. Because this life is a gift. This combination of human soul inside a human body is a beautiful gift that has been given to us to experience what we're experiencing, being emotional, being. It's a hard job, huh? I really feel being a human, it's really exhausting. But in the same time, I feel like I asked for it. I don't remember. I really don't remember. But I feel we ask exactly for this, for the avatar itself, for the game itself, with exact details, and we couldn't wait to come to this.
The
So yeah.
people, yeah, the people I mentioned just now, and I remember the name of one of them, Daniele Bolelli. He's an Italian who lives in the US, and he's a historian. So the background is history, and he has a podcast about history. John Danaher is a person that I follow because of my passion with passion for martial arts, and he's a Jiu-Jitsu black belt, the greatest Jiu-Jitsu teacher of maybe all time, maybe now, that can be argued. And as I said, Alex Hormozi is a businessman. Yeah, they come from the very different backgrounds, and probably these have been these their callings. And now let's go to another example, is that people who either have a huge resistance and wouldn't be able to let go. And as you said, this experience is overwhelming. I haven't experienced it, but I can make some parallels with the mushroom experiences I've had, that it's really overwhelming. It's not just something that you want to do on a monthly basis. It just crushes you. You need time to do your homework, do the tasks that it gives you, and then go back. Or maybe don't go back. Maybe you just cannot take it anymore, or you have gotten the lessons you could potentially learn. I don't know. But some people might have a very huge resistance, or it doesn't work with their body and they cannot benefit from that. And that's why I am becoming more careful in recommending it to the others. I kind of open up in front of people who I think would relate to it. But I wouldn't force anyone to do it or even invest time in convincing others. In the beginning, I was like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I realized that some of my friends, they should really definitely do that. Then I was like, what if he takes it and he just has a vertigo and he says that I didn't get anything from it? And probably because I have insisted, he just wants to come up with a reason that it wasn't all you hyped it up. So the experience is lost on them just because I have insisted too much. So it's not for everyone. It's not a magic bullet. You're totally right.
Fact that we think someone else should do that is a sign that we are in resistance ourselves. Because if we fully accept everything as the perfection as it is, and being in surrender ourselves would never force anybody to do anything. Because we are in fully acceptance. And if that person, as I said at the beginning, is from the soul family that meant to, you have a soul contract. The soul contract means the person comes and approaches you and asks you, like, Mo, tell me, how was your experience? Then I feel we need to have a permission to talk about this. So sacred, it's so holy. And we are not even welcomed in that dimension all the time because we came for this. This is our game. We came for human experience. If we think that we're supposed to go all the time at the other side, it's also an error. I think we go there, we just receive some adjustments, we remember why we came, and then we go from there and trying to not convince anybody. And as I said, in one of my journeys, I saw myself that it was a friend of me that I always thought I have to help her. Like with nutrition, she had some physical issues, and I always thought I loved her, right? But I always thought I have to do something for her. Like I went to her home, I cooked for her and all these things. Whenever I would go to USA, I would bring a health kit for her, gut microbiome, this and that. In a journey I had, I saw her spirit. She came to me, she hugged me. She said, thank you so much for caring so much about me, but leave me in peace. I'm like, why? She said, I came for that. You destroyed. In this life, I want. And then I saw how powerful her soul actually is. She has been queens and everything, like big spirit. She said, I want full human money. This experience I have has been chosen by me. I want this. See who I am. This time I came for this. I'm fine. Let go. And I just, you know, I cried, I hugged her, and instantly I saw another friend that I don't want to say I'm responsible for, but I have an agreement with. And he told me, show up whenever I feel bad. Don't do anything. Show up and give me a hug. Just be there for me. I'm like, okay. The fact that we think we are here, and what I feel right now from your description about these people you like, they have all one common thing. They're passionate about life.
Yes.
Right? They're in the flow. They're authentic. They don't try to be
definitely. Else.
They don't try to project other people's light. Like, you know, because we even in this in female society, there is a chaperone. We all want to look the same. And, you know, we learn from childhood to be someone else, to be loved. But once we remove this, authenticity is always beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
You could be a very polite person, authentic, or somebody who use only F words. I love it, by the way. Be authentic. And you people feel your energy. You know, you cannot fake the energy. You cannot fake the energy before your words. If I would sit here and talk about plant medicine, I've never done it, you would feel it, you know?
True.
You could feel. So we cannot fake energy, and authenticity is the most beautiful thing we can carry. And these powerful medicines, plant medicine, natural medicines, help us only with that, to come back to wholeness, to come back to nature, to come back to who we truly are, and make us a little bit lighter, make us a little bit more, you know, because a person who is extremely serious is not the blessing to be around, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know, even in the family members, you know, someone who's like very serious, sometimes I need to laugh when I'm, you know, not to judge them, but I feel like, oh my God, why? You know, these are also to look very neutral. And see it as like, this is a coping mechanism. You know, it's a mask to be serious so nobody will see, because maybe you're a joyful child, you've been shouted at. Your parents told you, don't laugh so loud. A girl doesn't cry. You know, we learn to not being authentic from that young age. So yeah, what I also learned in that center, they teach you when you go back home to print a picture of your own childhood and have it very close by. To remember, because that little girl or boy is always inside you and need you to do something childish, something cool, like the undusting thing. is for the inner child. So I had it for a long time on my phone, you know, background picture. Now I have my dog's picture, but before it was now I have it in a sacred table I have in my bedroom, where is my picture as a baby and all the items that, you know, I call it my altar. It's a nice reminder, because that each of us had that child inside.
Hope you've enjoyed this episode of Around the Fire. If you are watching this video on YouTube, please give it a like and hit the subscribe button. If you're listening to the podcast, please leave the 5-star review. It would cost you nothing but help me a great deal, especially if you do so on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you feel particularly generous, consider supporting me via Patreon, PayPal, or Bitcoin.